Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and today's conversation is with Rear Admiral Christine Hunter, Deputy Director, TRICARE Management Activity within the U.S. Department of Defense. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Terry Ergens. Admiral, you mentioned the shift towards preventative care. Would you give us a sense how the patient-centered medical home model factors into your plan?
We believe that the medical home is one way to achieve what we call the quadruple aim in healthcare. So you may be familiar with the Institute for Healthcare Improvement's triple aim, and they talk about a healthy patient, a positive patient experience, and responsible management of the cost. We've taken that, and in the context of the military health system, we have added readiness. So we say readiness plus the triple aim gets to the quadruple aim, and that quadruple aim can really be effectively achieved in a medical home model of care where a patient has access, where they have as much continuity as possible. We know you. We've developed a relationship. Any care you need in terms of specialties is well-coordinated, where we make use of our information systems, our electronic medical record, and our ability to aggregate all the data on your health to really help you project what's needed for the next week, month, year, or decade in terms of lifestyle changes. And by creating that continuity, there is a little bit of tension also in that relationship in a positive way. So if I see you in the clinic and we talk about perhaps that you need exercise a little bit more and work on your cholesterol, then I see you again and again. Each time that conversation becomes a little bit more meaningful and I ask you about the barriers and you feel a little bit more obligated to talk about the things that are preventing you from making that positive lifestyle change. And together, we work toward your health. And if you have a chronic disease, then we can work toward managing that as best possible. So we have several medical home pilots. We also have Patient and Family Center Care Initiative in the Navy, the Air Force Family Health Initiative, and the Army, a model of enhanced access that they've applied to their warrior transition units, all of which can be rolled into our medical home so that we produce the best health outcomes and achieve that readiness plus the triple aim.
The stress of military life can take its toll on the well-being of service members and their families. Would you tell us more about your TRICARE assistance program? Who is eligible and how does it work? And how is TRICARE telemental health program using evolving telecommunications technologies to bring counseling, assistance, and behavioral health care closer to the people who need it most?
We call the TRICARE Assistance Program TRIAP, so you'll hear me use that abbreviation, and the other program, Telemental Health. And these are the latest innovations in our desire to bring supportive counseling to everyone who needs it everywhere. Our beneficiaries and their families have been everywhere around the world and subject to some of the stressors of a brisk operational tempo, repeated deployments, and the toll that takes on both the individual and the family. And we've encouraged them to come forward if they have needs for counseling, just need someone to talk to, are suffering any consequences of what we've asked of them or what they've given to their country. Many have been reluctant to do so. To walk through the door of a clinic labeled mental health is sometimes seen as a sign of weakness, is sometimes believed that it might hurt your career, and yet we want them to get that help. As you know, there have been an increase in suicides. And one of the things that we see when we analyze those who have taken their lives or who have made an attempt is the failure of relationships in their life has been maybe one of the most pivotal triggers. So talking about relationships and how they're going and how to make them better is an important thing. And TRIAP and telemental health offer us some ways to deal with stressors while they're at a lower level in the comfort of our home or outside of a clinic labeled mental health, and we hope more people will take advantage. We know that many get counseling over the telephone through services like Military OneSource. TRIAP takes it to your home computer. So you can dial in on the web if you have a webcam, one of the commercial technologies like Skype, and you're able to access a counselor 24/7, 365, so that family crisis doesn't always happen during healthcare clinic business hours. Often happens at night or on the weekend, tempers flare, something happens, and you realize you're really not managing as well as you thought. How do you talk to someone in that moment? Well, certainly if it's an emergency, if you're feeling suicidal, we want to get you to a source of emergency care immediately and we want you to call 911. But if there's a need to just talk to a counselor, the counselor can see you, can look at your facial expressions, might see your spouse or significant other next to you, may talk to one or more of your grown children. This service isn't available for young children, and assess the whole family situation and help you through that. You can get back to the same counselor, and it's confidential. The counselor may keep some notes for his or her future reference, but it never gets entered into your medical record or back to your command that you got counseling. And the service is unlimited. You can go as many times as you want. Reserve and Guard in our TRICARE Reserve Select program can use TRIAP. Now, this is for supportive counseling, so they cannot offer you a medical diagnosis or a prescription medication treatment for something like a more serious depression. But they can refer you, and you might be referred to a clinic in person or to one of our telemental health sites. So if you live in a remote area, you could go into a primary care office. You would use a suite of like video teleconferencing equipment almost to connect to a higher level of mental health provider, a psychiatrist or a psychologist, rather than just a licensed counselor. And they would be able to make a diagnosis and render treatment, even prescription medications. That is a medical encounter, the telemental health, and it will be recorded in people's medical record. But we still think it may have less stigma than actually going to a psychiatry clinic, for example. So we're excited about these. We're beginning to see people use them, although they're both brand new, just getting the word out. And we appreciate the opportunity to talk about them.
President Obama has emphasized the importance of the electronic health record. In fact, he announced the creation of the Joint Virtual Lifetime Electronic Record. To that end, what is TRICARE Management Activities' role in advancing the implementation and use of the electronic health record? How does the program work within the military health system to advance the use and enhancement of EHRs?
On the front page of the website, there are 8 goals for health insurance reform in the U.S., and TRICARE already meets 7 of the 8 goals. So we feel very good about where we're starting and excited about the president's initiative for the virtual electronic record. As we look at that, there are opportunities to aggregate data not only between the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration, which we already do to a certain extent, but we'll be doing now according to the new National Health Information Exchange standard. So to a common standard, which is important. When you try to get 2 electronic medical records to talk together, if you need to translate, there's the risk that you won't translate accurately. And if you're working to a common electronic standard, that enhances the fidelity, the accuracy, the safety, and the precision of the information exchange. But we think that these form the NIDAS for eventually being able to exchange information with the civilian sector as well, so that as near as possible, we have a comprehensive lifetime electronic record that will allow us to look for and manage disease in individuals, to keep a comprehensive account of your past medical history, often difficult to recall in the moment that you're presenting to an emergency room, maybe while on travel, that sort of thing. Enhance the safety of any medications that are prescribed by being able to do cross-checks, and also looking at disease within a population, and perhaps even inform the art and science of medicine, across our entire nation or across the world by being able to understand longitudinal health trends better.
Admiral, you touched on it earlier. Healthcare reform is front and center. To what extent can the lessons learned by the military health system, in particular TRICARE, be shared to inform the current healthcare debate?
We're excited that we're partway through this journey already and pleased to be able to look at the initiatives that the White House and the Congress are considering. Their focus on prevention and whole life healthcare is particularly significant for us. The electronic medical record, very much part of what we're doing, an ability to continue care. You might start life as a military dependent, a child of a military person, and end up in one of our TRICARE for Life programs as a retiree. So we certainly see a lot of parallels there as we look at national health reform. And then we think we can provide some lessons. And I already talked to you about the pharmacy program. We really do believe that we offer one of the premier pharmacy programs available anywhere in the world. And our pharmacy database helps to prevent the kind of medication overlaps or gaps that sometimes cause people to suffer unintended health consequences or patient safety events because one part of the system doesn't know what another part is doing. So we have been anxious to share those lessons and offered opportunities to do so and also to learn from this national effort because I talked about listen, learn, and lead, and every day I need to come to work, you know, ready to hear about innovations and successes of others. It's a journey we take together.
TRICARE manages almost 900 hospitals and clinics. What are your biggest technological challenges to manage a health information technology network of this number and diversity and size? Are there any silver bullets that you're hoping for from industry that can solve some of these challenges for you?
Well, first, let me correct the record just a little bit. There are 63 military hospitals and then hundreds of clinics, both medical and dental. And those are managed by the military services, by the medical departments of the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. And the Navy manages those on Marine bases as well. So in TRICARE, although we're certainly partners with them, we can't take credit for directly managing those. But that said, we do run the information infrastructure out of the Assistant Secretary of Defense Health Affairs and TRICARE Management Activity. And as we look across health information technology, we think this is the area that's most ripe for innovation. We've gone over the last couple of decades from a paper system to a system where we could get laboratory, radiology, pharmacy results to a system where we now have notes and emergency room encounters and problem lists and operative reports and both inpatient and outpatient data all beginning to come together. But speed is always an issue. Workflow patterns for physicians, nurses, and others. User friendliness. Can I get from the system what I want and only what I want as quickly as possible? And systems integration and scalability issues. So we find that whereas it used to be sufficient to have a report in the system, now you want to see images of the MRI or the CAT scan. And that requires additional bandwidth and additional storage capability. And if there's a video taken of your surgery or colonoscopy, you know, we could embed that because it all exists as digital media. But again, speed and user friendliness as compared with bandwidth and data storage capability. And then, of course, we're always, always concerned about privacy and security of data. As we work with the private sector and we take this journey toward better and better health information technology, together, we want to be mindful that there will be both new problems and new solutions, and it's a back-and-forth dialogue all the time.
Admiral, you mentioned TRICARE.mil, your portal, and recently in a survey received the seal of approval for the beneficiaries. To what extent are you leveraging other social networking tools?
Well, this has been a fun area of learning for me. That TRICARE.mil website is very, very good, and we have a rapid cycle improvement. So when we get feedback from our beneficiaries, when we start to get questions or when we start to get calls from media, we want to know about H1N1 and what you're doing to prepare for the vaccine that's coming this fall. We can get that up on our website very quickly. So we direct people to it as a definitive source. But one of the most exciting applications is our ability to interface social media with our website. So if you go to our webpage and look under the press room, and you'll find our presence on things like Facebook and Twitter. And we're able to send out the short tweets or bring up a story on our Facebook page when we're trying to direct you back to more comprehensive information on our website. So you can get a little or you can get a lot. And we're also able to get out into that social media domain and learn what patients are saying about TRICARE. And often that gives us a key to, well, first of all, may I follow your string? Can I solve your problem here right now? But if more than a few people are experiencing difficulty with a particular area or have questions with a particular area, then that becomes an immediate opportunity for us to do an incremental improvement on the spot, improve the information we have available, improve the way we present it, or even consider changes to our plan, programs, or benefits that might meet the needs right now. And we all want responsiveness. I use the phrases ready, responsive, and reliable. I'm usually talking about the delivery of healthcare at the point of service. But I think we want our web presence, both on standard websites and social media, to be that way as well.
What does the future hold for TRICARE? We will ask Rear Admiral Christine Hunter, Deputy Director, TRICARE Management Activity, to share with us when the conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.